This is the brief on how Mandarin speakers process speech sounds. When categorizing everyday sounds, like telling a B apart from a P, our brains do some crazy split-second math. But this study asks, does the underlying tone of a word actually change how we hear its consonants? First, let's define our acoustic tools. We've got VOT, or voice onset time, which is just the tiny timing gap before your vocal cords start vibrating, and F0, which is simply your pitch. Researchers played three native Mandarin speakers' artificial sounds ranging from B to P. They specifically tweaked the pitch right at the vowel onset region, just the first 50 milliseconds. The task? A simple forced choice. Was it B or P? It's kind of like a sonic coin toss where your brain uses timing and pitch as weighted dice. Second, lexical tone literally shifts these boundaries. The exact millisecond a B magically turns into a P actually changes. For tone 1, the boundary is at 25.5 milliseconds, but for tone 2, it jumps to 28.5, and for tone 4, it's 33.5 milliseconds. Which makes you wonder, wait, if lexical tone is supposed to unfold over the entire vowel, why is the very beginning of the sound changing the actual consonant we hear? Third, contrasting these tones reveals the big picture. Right at that boundary for tone 2, a higher onset pitch strongly pushed listeners to hear a P, but for tone 1, that pitch effect was totally unreliable. For linguistic students, this proves speech perception isn't rigid. We constantly reweight acoustic cues based on their dynamic reliability, making it a huge area for future research. Ultimately, our ears don't hear isolated sounds. They constantly adapt to the musical context of the whole word.